What if someone told you there is a single business lever that could boost your profits by 20% without spending a dime on new equipment, hiring more staff, or launching expensive marketing campaigns? Sounds too good to be true, right? Yet research on the global 1,200 companies reveals that a mere 1% improvement in pricing increases operating profits by an average of 11%, with some companies seeing gains exceeding 100%. Despite this staggering potential, most businesses treat pricing like an afterthought, slapping cost-plus markups on products or nervously matching competitor prices. This approach leaves enormous value on the table, value that belongs to both companies and their customers when pricing is done strategically. Most businesses set prices by calculating costs plus markup, a fundamentally flawed approach. Pricing should start with customer value, not internal accounting. When Olivier Bibouac became VP at Lafarge North America, he found the company selling fly ash, waste from coal plants, at rock-bottom prices because internally it seemed worthless. But he asked, what's this worth to construction companies? The answer? Plenty. Fly ash strengthens concrete, creates smoother finishes, and replaces 15-20% of expensive cement. By pricing based on customer benefits rather than production costs, his division doubled operating profits in 2.5 years. Value-based pricing requires identifying your product's next best alternative and adjusting from there. Tiffany commands a $6,600 premium through brand prestige. Premium Jamon Iberico sells for 12 times standard ham's price because customers taste the difference. The crucial insight? Value isn't fixed. It shifts with economic conditions, new competitors, and changing preferences. Smart pricing means continuously reassessing what your product is worth to customers right now. Traditional pricing treats everyone identically, but customers differ fundamentally in payment preferences, feature needs, and value perception. A software company serves enterprise clients preferring annual contracts, small businesses wanting monthly subscriptions, and freelancers seeking pay-per-use. Single pricing either leaves money on the table or loses price-sensitive customers. The Blossom strategy solves this. Picture a flower where value-based pricing forms the center, with tactical petals capturing different segments. One petal offers pick-a-plan options like subscriptions or leasing. Another creates good, better, best versions. A third enables differential pricing through discounts or regional variations. That $99 a month software might also offer Enterprise at $499 a month with extra features, Basic at $49 a month with limits, and quarterly billing with 10% off. Airlines master this. The same seat sells as first class, economy, or basic economy, with advanced purchase discounts and corporate rates coexisting. Netflix demonstrates tiered plans, while Adobe transformed its business by shifting from single purchase software to creative cloud subscriptions with multiple tiers. The Blossom strategy achieves both higher margins and greater market share, goals traditionally seen as mutually exclusive. Many potential customers like your product, but hesitate because of how you're asking them to pay. Pick-a-plan strategies offer alternative payment structures matching their preferences and constraints. Terminix created a termite protection plan covering inspections, treatments, and damage repair for an annual fee without requiring expensive upfront treatment. This increased renewable termite plan sales by 12% in a declining industry by eliminating the cost barrier for 72 million homeowners. Pick-a-plan tactics fall into four categories. First, ownership alternatives like leasing, rentals, and subscriptions let customers use products without full ownership costs. Netflix's unlimited exchange model attracted 15 million subscribers who valued convenience and freedom from late fees. Second, uncertain value tactics help when customers struggle to estimate worth, like performance bonuses in contracts. Third, price certainty options appeal to those who hate budget unpredictability. The Ambrose Law Group increased profits 90% by switching from hourly billing to fixed fees. Finally, financing solutions address cash flow constraints through creative approaches like job loss protection or buy now, pay later programs. ExoJet achieved 97% fleet utilization by offering contract customers tax advantages similar to jet ownership while maintaining operational flexibility, showing how understanding different segments' needs can expand your total market. Versioning creates product variations that appeal to different customer segments by adding or subtracting attributes, meeting diverse needs beyond price alone. Chef Terrence Brennan's 3-star Pichaline demonstrates this perfectly. Beyond premium tasting menus, he offers a lower-priced bar area, pre-theater menus, a la carte options, an intimate wine room, and private dining, each delivering distinct experiences for budget-conscious couples and expense account executives alike. Premium versions add superior attributes for less price-sensitive customers. Starbucks charges 33% more for Clover Brewed Coffee. Six Flags sells line-skipping VIP tickets. Stripped-down versions attract price-conscious customers accepting fewer features. Wolfgang Puck's Cut Steakhouse sells Japanese Wagyu at $20 an ounce alongside USDA Prime at $2 an ounce. Same restaurant, vastly different price points, both profitable. Versions also satisfy specific needs. Magnum champagne bottles command 34% premiums over two regular bottles for their celebratory value. B.B. King tripled concert revenue by creating blues festivals with additional artists, averaging 5,391 attendees and 290,415 revenue versus 1,877 attendees and 109,198 for solo shows. Charging different customers different prices solves an impossible dilemma. Set one price and you either leave money on the table or lose sales. Hotels exemplify this. The Omni Berkshire offers identical rooms from $136 to $358.80, depending on booking method and timing. Differential pricing uses four tactics. First, hurdles require price-sensitive customers to demonstrate discount desire through effort. Rebates offer delayed discounts only to those completing paperwork. About 50% never redeem them. Distribution channels reveal sensitivity. Convenience stores charge premiums, while outlet malls offer 24% lower prices. Second, customer characteristics signal willingness to pay. Monsanto priced YieldGuard corn from $29 to $49 per acre based on regional pest levels. Third, quantity discounts enable varied pricing. Disney World charges $75 for one day, but just $3 for a fifth day. Fourth, dynamic pricing adjusts based on real-time demand. David Tuckerman's Date Night at New Line Cinema offered buy one, get one free tickets on slow Mondays. Attendance jumped from 10 to 150 to 200 people per showing. Customers treated ticket savings as windfall money for expensive concessions, while the date night framing created a special occasion, filling empty seats and increasing overall revenue. Better pricing doesn't require massive overhauls. Improvements can be phased in gradually. Start by assembling a cross-functional team, including the CFO, marketing managers, product managers, and frontline employees. Calculate your company's 1% windfall. A company with $100 million in revenue might discover that a 1% price improvement yields $1 million in additional profit. Implementation begins with developing the right mindset. Better pricing creates win-win situations where higher prices coexist with higher customer value. Set value-based pricing by articulating each product's unique attributes and what consumers will pay for these differentiating features. Then implement differential pricing through customer segmentation, product versions, and alternative pricing plans. Establish ongoing initiatives to maintain excellence. Restructure sales compensation to include profitability metrics alongside revenue targets. Implement monitoring systems to track product value as markets change. Conduct waterfall analyses revealing true profitability after all discounts. Hold monthly pricing roundtables where employees share knowledge and success stories. Most companies treat pricing as an afterthought, relying on outdated cost-plus methods. Yet companies implementing strategic pricing typically generate additional profits equivalent to a 3 to 5% windfall, potentially $3 to $5 million for a $100 million company. The opportunity requires no new factories, additional headcount, or expensive technology, just a shift to value-based pricing and strategic segmentation.